Says the Gemara Tana Rabban in the last few lines. Kama sudas chayav adam lechol b'shabbos. Shalosh. Where did it come from? Yesterday's parasha. Yom Moshe chlu hayom ki shabbos hayom Hashem hayom lo simtzu basada. Three times hayom. This we learn, you have to have three sudas every single Shabbos. This sounds very self-explanatory, right? Three sudas every Shabbos. What could be simpler than that? What's there to talk about already? Oh, so let's take a look and see what the Mefarshim say that we have in front of us, and then we'll see things which we don't have necessarily in front of us. Let's turn to the Ran. It's found over here. A number of interesting things over here. The Ran is found in our print, the bottom of page Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The last three lines again. Keep talking about the last three lines. The last two lines of the Gemara, the last two lines of the Ran. That's what we keep talking about. Always look at the last three lines, okay? What does it say over here in the Ran? Something very important. Very important. What does it say? Tlosayom. Right? What do you mean, lizman sudabo? What's the word lizman? There's a little bays in my edition of the. You have a bays there?
Yeah, we have bays. Yeah.
What does the bays mean? The minion. Oh, very good. I was wondering what lizman means. Thank you very much. The minion sudabo. Because the rabbi made a balalachazal. She'ein chiyuv sudas halalu liyosin kedaka b'shachwis of a mincha. La filib mafsik b'emtha suda b'birchas hamozin. There's a chiddush of the Bahag. You need not have these three meals at three separate times. You have one after the other. Lav davka. It's on the next moment. So it's lav davka. You can have any time you want. Hello. Ucha de milsanaka. That's what some say. That's what the Baal Halacha says. Do we agree with that? We'll see soon. It's a very shver shita. It's not that way. But let's go further. Let's see another chiddush here in the round. Vegan Ami Mandama Demashim Lubepei Uvemini Tagima. Tamir Perik Hayoshen and Misaf the Sukkah Dav Chav Zayin. The Divrei Rabbi Elazar the Yama Yudalat Sudas Chayav Adam Lechol the Sukkah. The Mai Mashlim Lohu. What's the word Mashlim mean? Give me translation of Mashlim. Anybody?
Complete.
Very good. Yeah, 14. The 14th one is a completion. Umahadrina b'mina tagima. What is mina tagima? Hanu peris. Peris. It's also chiddush. Fruits. Afal gab deraba polagalei b'perik basu de yuma. What the peri lo boy suka. Maskona dahi shmaito. Lav kerova asya. So we don't seem to follow Rava, so therefore it's enough to have the third meal. Can have Paris. Third meal can have Paris. That's quite an amazing thing. An amazing thing. Okay? And the next one is about women. We're not going to get into that right now. So we have a number of Chidush and Nifloim here in Iran. One is, according to the Baal Lachos Dolz, the Gemara's Lav Davka, Shachris and Mincha. You can have whatever you want, three meals in a row. Then the second chiddush is that the third meal is enough to have mine targima, some kind of a new din. So whatever is a series of meals from one through X, with X be 3, X be 14, the last one is enough to have mine targima. That's the question. All right. Of course, the pshat is as follows. It seems, Rabosai, there are two halachas. It seems over here, two halachas. There's a gemara in Masechet Pesach. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim tells us about the chiyuv of Oneg Shabbos, the Karos al Shabbos Oneg, which the Gemara discusses over here in the next daf. It's the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. No, that's a different Gemara.
No, it's from the street.
Okay, thank you. Oneg Shabbos. And in Oneg Shabbos, there's a concept of Laila V'yom, the discussion in the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, and of Kufay, where the Gemara discusses which is more important, Kvod Yom or Kvod Laila. Kvod Yom Kodem. The last line on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph in Masech the Pesachim. So that indicates that there's Tzvei Dinim. There's a night, there's a day. So you have to have a meal by night, a meal by day. This is a din of Kovod Ve'oneg. And actually it applies not only to Shabbos, it applies to Yom Tov too. Yom Tov also, we assume, Halacha L'maaseh is a din of Oneg Yom Tov. And therefore, you have to have a meal Yom Tov at night, and a meal Yom Tov by day. We assume the Halacha on Yom Tov is no din of Shalosh Shuras, for a simple reason. The pasuk we read on Shabbos, Hayom, 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 it's talking about Shabbos. Pashas Peshal is not talking about Yom Tov. So Yom Tov is no din for Shalosh Shuras. So it's Tzvei Dinim. It's a din of what? Of Oneg Shabbos, which requires a meal at night and a meal by day. And it's a din of Hayom, 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 three meals. According to the Bahag, the Hayom, 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 you can do it one after the other. So as far as for all we know, the Hayom, Hayom, Hayom can be fulfilled all three by night, all three in the morning, all three in the afternoon. That's as far as the Hayom, Hayom, Hayom would be concerned. But putting that aside, this is a different halacha. You have to have one meal by night and one meal by day. That applies even to Yom Tov, but there is no Hayom. Oh. So it comes out according to this sheet that the Ran quotes as follows, the Pashtus. We can say as follows. There are two halachas. One is you have to have two meals, and those meals require pas. Oneg requires pas. How do you know that only requires pas? Because the Gemara has in Masechta Brachos, enough Mem Testament base, if a person forgot to say Ritzei in benching on Shabbos, he has to go back. What about Rosh Chodesh? You've got Yalav Yom? No. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel. You want to eat? Eat. You don't want to eat? Don't have to eat. Shabbos, you must eat. What do you must eat? Because you must eat bread. It means you must bench. You must say Ritzei. So if you forgot it, you forgot it. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh. You're not a fast Rosh Chodesh. You're not required to have bread. Not required to have bread. So therefore, if you got Yalav Yovel, you don't go back. That's the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Tes. Okay, everyone, are you following me? So Pashas, you see from that Gemara, that the Chiyuv to have bread, to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg, is to actually have bread and to wash and bench. Fine. Hayom, 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 we can argue, you don't require bread. I mean, Hayom, Hayom, Hayom is based on the mun. What was the mun? The mun is called Lechem. We read it on Shabbos, it's called Lechem, but it's not really Lechem. The mun was, they say, whatever you wanted it to taste like. Maybe the guys would want it to taste like ice cream. I don't know what you want it to taste like. Whatever you want it to taste like. The mun, it's not fully Lechem, so therefore, no, it's called Lechem. But that halach could be fulfilled even with fruits. And therefore, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that you fulfill the mitzvah of oneg with a meal, bread, at night and by day. And then the third meal, you would have fruits because you already fulfilled the mitzvah of oneg. I don't have to have hayom. I almost have to have peiros. That's a simple pshat in this shita. A simple pshat. Simple pshat. Oh.
Yes. Going to that, any one of the three meals could be the one with the meaning turkey, but then?
No. No, it couldn't be the Friday night meal.
No, because you could have Shal Shudis then, meaning you could have a Friday night meal and then have Shal Shudis with Mina Targima and then Shabbos morning.
That's what they call the name of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is quoted as saying precisely that. You can have the meal Friday night with bread, and then you can have the Shabbos morning meal with Mina Targima and the Shabbos afternoon meal with bread again. What's the difference? So, on a simple level, it's no different. On a simple level. Don't jump. We're not finishing yet. But that, on a simple level, it should make no difference. The Rajba, right over here on this daf, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says you can fulfill all the mitzvahs, the sudas of Shabbos with Minei Tagim. Everyone. All three with Minei Tagim. Question, Rabosai. Question. If that's the case, why does the Gemara say in the Masechta Brachos, Mem Tes Amud Beis, that if a person forgot to say Ritzei, he has to go back? Why? Didn't have to wash in the first place. Could have Minei Tagima. So, the Shara Melech yes, is Kasha, and gives the Teretz in Hilchos Sukkah, that they know The whole idea of requiring bread is based on an assumption that Rosh Chodesh, which is the contrast to Shabbos, you also have to eat. You can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh, you boil ochel means you don't have to have bread, but you have to have something. So therefore, Shabbos, by contrast, you have to have bread. Sharmel is the coin to the Rashman, no. Rosh Chodesh, you can fast. You boil ochel. Mamash fast. But on Shabbos, since you're not allowed to fast, therefore, if you forget to say, you have to go back. Well, it's very difficult. If you don't have to have bread, you don't have to bench, why must you go back if you forgot Ritze? Oh. So the question is exactly, what is Mine Tagima? So we mentioned before that the Ran, we saw the Ran inside, that the Ran said that Mine Tagima is Paris. Not everyone agrees to that. That goes my mini, in the last paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, in Sivkotin Vov. He says, he quotes over here from the Ra'om, you have to have bread. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem, Tesef and Beis. The whole story. Why? Shalosh Sudas is Lechem. The month is called Lechem. We just read it in the Parsha of Mishalach. If you're paying attention, it's 2 days ago. Okay, so we should know this. Fine. Then he says, and even if you'll say, if you're not big with Mine Tagima, which we saw in the Ran, Mikomikom Beperi lo Nafik, Elibidova Shumehei Minim, Toseftan Brocha says, they brought a Mine Tagima, Mavarach Alayo Borei Mine Mizonos, Ad Kan. So it comes out on both sides that there are those who claim that Mine Tagima is Dafka Mizonos. What does Mizonos require before it? Barb and Mizona. So what do you cry after? Come on, guys, you know. Huh? Hello? Alamichya. What do you mention in Alamichya? Every time you make Alamichya on Shabbos, what do you mention? Shabbos. You say Ritzeh, the same words. Ritzeh. Ritzeh b'achdem Shabbos hazeh. So we say like that. That's the pshat.
It's like, you're trying to be
Mekayim
like Maran
Brachos, right, so it's a quant of this pshat of the Rashba. At the Rashba holds you can fulfill all three suitors with Mina Tagima, we're suggesting. He means cake, or let's say mizonos. So therefore, we understand the Gemara in Masechta Brachos. When you can have apples, but on Shabbos you have to have boramin mizonos, which requires an alamichya. So therefore, if you forgot ritzei, you have to go back. Whether it be even benching or back and benching, it's alamichya. Go back to alamichya. That could be a pshat in the Rashi. Could be a pshat in the Rashi. Could be a pshat. Now, the Ran said it means Paris had a different din. Sounds like he's saying, Rabosai, a whole new din. Now, what does it mean? The Ran is not saying you can have any meal you want. You can have the last meal, Mashlin, complete, as you said. Complete. It's interesting. I'm glad you gave that translation of complete. There is another possible translation. What does Mashlin mean? To make Tashlumen, to make up. The Ritva and Sukkah. Adat Chav Zayin, translate Lashon Tashlumin, and he asks, if that's the case, we understand very well why Mine Tagima works. If you know the Sukkah, Masechta Sukkah, not going to eat 14 meals, you make it up on Shmini Atzeres, but you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. A whole story, we're not going into that right now. But if it means that, what does that have to do with Shalosh Sudas? Shalosh Sudas, the third meal is a Chiyuv, the same as the first two meals. The answer is, that's correct, according to your translation. But according to the translation of the Ran, that means complete. So you complete the series of 14 with Mine Tagima. You complete the series of 3 with Mine Tagima. Okay? If that's the case, Rabosai, this is so. Then Tosfos here says in Masechta Pesachim, which is very important, again, it's what we call quote from Reb Chaim, that it has to be dafka the third meal. There's a Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos seems to say as follows. So it says, "Bimol mina tagima lahashlim gimel sudas Shabbos kama besuka haynu davke besudas shlishes avlo besudas arvis v'shachris shem ikur kvod Shabbos." So he seems to say, "No, davke the third meal, davke the third meal. The first two meals mina tagima would not be good. Not the lumdus we said before from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said this is a simple pshat. It's Tzvei Dinim. Chazach Tzvei Dinim here. So you have Oneg Shabbos, a meal by night and a meal by day. A Tzvei Dinim, to have Mina Tagima three times. So it doesn't make a difference if it's Pas Tagima Pas or Pas Pas Tagima. It's a difference. That's what they quote from Reb Chaim. But the Ran and the Tosfos say no. The Lashon Mashlam, which means to complete. It only works the third meal and not the first two. Big nafka mina, Rabbi Osai, between these various shitas. Very big nafka mina. Let's say, give an example. You know, there are some people, Rabbi Osai, in the wintertime, that they're very mizalzel and shalosh shabbos. It's a reality. It's been on the way a long time. So what do? They come to shul. And after shul, there's a nice big kiddush. Ho ho. Commercial kosov. And then they go home. And then they get home at 12 o'clock, who knows later. And they have a nice big suit of Shabbos. Then they take a nap. You're lucky if they got up in time for mincha. Kind of shalosh shuras. I tell them they even have a mincha early, so they can just sleep through till Ma'ariv. There are many people, unfortunately, it's a terrible thing. It's a din before, you just read the Gemara. But according to Reb Chaim, we could say, no, they were fulfilled the mitzvah. Because why? They had the mina tagima in the morning, and a suda shlem would they wash in the afternoon. So pas tagima pas. So limud zchus and those individuals who are mezalzel b'shalosh shudas, according to Reb Chaim Shita, they can actually fulfill the mitzvah of shalosh shudas in that way. That's din number one. But according to Tosis, it's not true, because you have to have a dafkan order. The order has to be first pass, and then tagima only for the third meal. So assuming that pas kisim is just tagima, not pas, we'll get to that a little bit later, they will not have fulfilled the mitzvah in that fashion. It's the second afkamina in this thing.
Does anyone say you can have both two sudas at night and one during the day?
Oh.
Does that work?
You have two at night and one by day? The problem with two by night and one by day is the following. Is there a requirement to have the three sudas at set times? We saw the Baal HaLocha says no, the Ran quoted that. But the Oruch HaShulchan, I'm going to read to you right now. It's in Reish Pei Ches. Something very important, which many people don't realize this thing. I think it's a very important thing. Okay? The Nias Daiti Tzricha Lios HaSuda Reish Pei Ches Beis HaShnia Rak Kodem Chatzos Sherei Kamo HaSuda Shlishis Tzricha Lios Rak Acha Chatzos Kamo Shiz Bos in Reish Tzamech Alef Reish Tzamech before Shemechaber V'atam Nira Dekeba Da Gimel Suda Shalfina Mitzchos HaYom. It quotes the passage you saw. And those who are not makpid on it. He wants to suggest, well, maybe these shalosh shudas can't be before chatzos, not because of three hayoms. That's on a separate shem on it. Arvis is from Arvis, and Yom is Shachris, and the third one is Mincha. Mincha is after Chatzos. No, still Shachris should be before Chatzos, even according to this din. So it's, even though the Postman didn't mention it, Boru, Shesuda, Shnia, Tzrichalios, Chalosa, Kalponichon, Chatzos, V'chein, Ani, Noheg. Now he says over here that no Posek ever said it. I'm asking you a question, but a show of hands. Did anyone hear a Posek or Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon? I don't know if he asked me. He said it. Perek Lamed Halacha Tes Chayav Adam Lechol Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbes Achas Arvis V'Achas Shachas V'Achas B'Mincha. Rambam's not a Pesach. What's going on over here? I don't know what the buddy means. No Pesach said. The Rambam said it. So it's good enough for me. So we should try very hard to fulfill this if we possibly can. The question is, many people, they tarry in shul as a kiddush till they wash already after chatzos. Here's the question again. According to Reb Chaim, no problem. Why? As long as they had their kiddush before chatzos. So then, in effect, what you had your second suda, which was made from the mezonos they had in the shul before chatzos in the morning. Yotze ready. Yotze rocha shulchan and Rambam's chiyuv. According to that understanding. Very good. For those who are not fulfilling the Aruch HaShulchan properly, they at least had Kiddush before Chatzos. Yes, sir.
We should start before Chatzos and also finish before Chatzos.
No, all you have to do is have your kazayas. Kazayas is bread for us, and kazayas mezayas is going to apply.
Oh. The only thing that doesn't work out well with the sheets of the gra that you can't have mezayas or something
like that. The gra has a different sheet of bechlal. The gra says that Kiddush Makom Suda requires a pass. So you can't eat Kiddush bechlal and shul.
Right.
So you'll be good for your waistline.
Yeah, but then if you go to shul,
then you'll obviously not gonna have this limud tos. You're a bigot tzaddik.
So then you're machmir on the grub, but then you'll be making with the shalashuda.
So I recommend that you go to a minyan, which enables you to get home in time before chatzos. So there must be some minyan in your hometown that has
no,
that.
No, I go to an early minyan on Shabbos. So I'm not talking like the grub.
Okay, very good.
Can I ask one other question?
Sure.
Where is this Reb Chaim? I know we've said.
It's not in print anywhere. I heard it originally from Rabbi Meiselman. I think I saw it in print since, but I'm not sure exactly where it is. If you've, I'd rather look it up. If you find the Reb Chaim somewhere in print, you'll let me know where it is. Okay? Fine. Pashtus, Tosus is right. I did before in Shulchan Aruch. A person forgot Ritzei Friday night, forgot Ritzei Shabbos morning. You have to go back and bench all over again. Why? According to Reb Chaim, he didn't have to have bread in the morning. He could have had mezonos in the morning and have your bread after chatzos. No, you could say that since you have to have either bread or at the very least, wine and some mezonos, so you would have to mention Ritzei there, as you said before, Chitus HaRashba. So that's a way to possibly diffuse this riot. Now, there is a leniency, even if you hold against Reb Chaim, which is that maybe Pas Habo B'Kisnin has the status of bread. And we know that Pas Habo B'Kisnin is one of those unique kind of dinim. It's sometimes bread, it's sometimes not bread, but what's pshat over here? So the simple pshat of Pas Habo B'Kisnin is that it's always considered to be bread. You can't change its stripes. But Chazal said that if it's a Pas Habo B'Kisnin, which means, let's say, cake, cookies, so then we say that you are not required to wash or bench. It's enough to make a bar mitzvah mezonos and an alamichya. Nonetheless, it may have a status of pas. This is relevant in hilchas brochas and hilchas matzah. Can a person fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with pas above the kistin? So the many poskim say yes, because it's considered to be pas right now, even though you're making a bar mitzvah mezonos. What's the raya? If you're koveya sudan, and as you well know, if you're koveya sudan pas habo b'kisnin, you have to wash and bench. It shows that it's considered to be in the category of pas even now. Except right now, you don't wash and bench, a special leniency, but it's considered pas even now. If that's the case, a person that's pas kisnin, we'll call it cookies or cake, Shabbos morning, what Shabbos morning? Forget it. You have all three meals of Pas Kisnin. What did Marie Antoinette say? Let him eat cake. That's what they say, quoting her name. I'm not sure where that's a print. But if that's the case, so you can have, I don't want to have bread. Let him eat cake. I'll have Friday night, I'll have cake, and Shabbos morning, I'll have cake, and have Shabbos. Why not? It's considered to be Pas. Pas Kisnin, you can be able to say, all three Sudas. It's a possibility. Some posts can really say that it's true. The Stipler talks about it in Brocha Simet HaZayin. According to the Magen Avraham, you're not Yotzei. Why? Although Pas Kisnin is considered Pas on the level of Doraisa, but the Rabbonim of Mafkia, the Shem Pas, unless you're a Koveya Suda. That's what you have to say with Pshuto. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, if a person has no wine, so what's the din? You're mekadosh al pas before Shigemara, the way everyone understands it, except for Tom, a different sheet. Okay, so then you'd have to be mekadosh on challah. You can't be mekadosh on cookies because it's even though it's pas kisten, the chazal mevat al shem pas. I want to end with one final nakuda, and that is, we have a situation sometimes when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, a major problem. The Vilna Gaon says pshat in a Zohar, that there's no possibility of Shalosh Shudas that week. It's impossible. Why? He puts together two things. One, he assumes, as we saw in the Rambam and the Aruch HaShulchan, and then the Shulchan Aruch himself passes this way, Reish Tzadi Aleph, Shalosh Shuvos could only be had after Chatzos. He also assumes that Shalosh Shuvos requires pass, as we saw, I read to you from the Agos Maimon, you know this business with these Lekulos of Mezoinus, Peirus, come on, you need pass. There's no way to have pass on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If it's Chom, it's Chas V'Shalom, he said the Raisa. If it's Matzah, he said the Rabbonim. So you're out, you relax, that's it, nothing. That's what they famed Rav Shimon Yochai was Yotzei with Divrei Torah. So that what that really means is with Pshuto that there's no Chiyuv, so the best you can do is Divrei Torah. Chassidim would take the Zohar HaKadosh that said on an Erev Pesach B'Shabbos Rav Shimon Yochai was Yotzei with Divrei Torah, and they'd apply it to every single week. And they wouldn't need, the Rebbe would say Torah B'Shalosh Shuvos, they wouldn't need, that's what the Rebbe's Torah. The Beis HaLevi was very, very upset with that. And he would joke. Even if you're right, the problem will be if you tell me the Rebbe Shtigl Torah and I slug up the Torah from the Rebbe, it's Yotzei, you're not Yotzei the Shalosh Shuvos. A piece of chalas and gefilte fish, you can't slug it up. That's something that the Litvish Beis HaLevi said about this minute. But Pashut is a mistake based upon this Zohar, which is limited to Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. So what do? Halacha L'maisa. We do two things. Number one, we have two suddas Shabbos morning. Because we saw before, the Bahalachos said all the same, have suddas whenever you want. And then number two, we'll also have some mini tagima, some peiros, whatever it'll be, in the afternoon. That's Halacha L'maisa, right? That happened a couple, not long ago we had an Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. So. Is that what you did? That's what I did. So we got up a little bit early in the morning, so we're going to have two suddas, at least wash the second suddah before the Sof Zman Achilas Chametz. And then we have Mina Tagim in the afternoon. Shine. That requires getting up very early in the morning. We have two suddas. Two.
Rabbi, did you use bread or you used egg matzah?
My wife has nerves of steel. Yeah. And we use challah. Yeah. Challah. Egg matzah is a potential problem for one of two reasons. Egg matzah, if you those who have egg matzah, I mean, according to some, egg matzah is matzah. So by having egg matzah and Erev Pesach, you go to the varlet of the Gemara, it's called Ochel, Erev Matzah, Erev Pesach, Ki'ilu. So you're not supposed to do that. So some say egg matzah is also matzah, because you could be on to it at night. It's not matzah. Shira is only, as one of the four major official drinks. Not Pepsi, Coke, or 7-Up. I mean, the four drinks officially, what are they? Yayin, Cholo, Shemen, and Vash. And our was made with apple juice. That's our Baron Salvation. That's how I think used to make it with grape juice for that purpose. So that's wine. So you shouldn't have to be worried about this prohibition. Anyway.
And what's the other issue?
For those who want to use egg matzahs in the afternoon. Oh. They say it's not, we're not mach, we're never pesa, but it's chubra of matzah shira. But that's not so posh that that's true either. Anyway, so I had the following idea. Somebody said before, you have two suitors a night. Who asked me that question? So I said, you can't do it. You have to have the Aruch HaShulchan's Chumra. But here we can't do it anyway. You can't have the third suit in the afternoon. Impossible. What do? One at night and two by day. So I suggested, at least theoretically, you can have two by night and one by day. You can get up an hour later. Right? The night is plenty of time. Right? And the day, you get up an hour later. You eat, you go home, you wash. For the one and only meal you're having, it saves you a whole so much time to do it that way. I once mentioned Rav Shechtosh that he wasn't so happy with this idea. I'm not sure exactly why. I mean, Oneg Shabbos is a nighter by day. The only reason to have two by day and one by night is because of the splitting it up into three equal sections, right? Morning, afternoon, evening. You can't do that from the perspective of Challah. So you have to have double up in one of them. What's this? Why is it bad to double up by night instead of doubling up by morning? I don't see what the difference should be, but I don't have the guts to follow my psak. So I get up the extra hour earlier, and everyone else in shul also does the same thing. So you have to get up early because I'm not sure why the psak is wrong, but I don't have the courage of my convictions to follow it. All right, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here.
Okay, sure.
Of course.
Yeah, on the Zonos with the Suda.
Yeah.
Can you say that the fact that you're using